This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, a podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. You hear a lot these days about living in the present moment, about being mindful, not being distracted, being where you're supposed to be or where you are. But let me ask, just how do you do that? How do you live in the present moment? Do you have to take a course or a seminar in that? Do you have to achieve a certain level of competence in meditation? Is it possible for the average person who has a family and a mortgage and kids to take to school and ball games and school activities to go to? Is it out of reach for them to live in the present moment? And the answer is, of course not. It just takes some deliberate action on our part. So whoever we are, no matter what our walk of life happens to be, it is possible. Will a seminar or series of studies help? Well, of course they would, but there are other ways as well. And there are all kinds of resources available to find out more about that. Well, you might just call this podcast Capturing or Living in the Present Moment for Dummies, and I'm one of them. Well, the classic work on this from a spiritual standpoint is a little book entitled The Sacrament of the Present Moment by Jean-Pierre de Caussade. Caussade was a French Jesuit priest who spent years as a preacher in southern and central France as a college rector and then as a director of a theological students at a Jesuit house in Toulouse, which is where he died. And he said things like this in his book: God speaks to every individual through what happens to them moment by moment. And he said, those who have abandoned themselves to God always lead mysterious lives and receive from him exceptional and miraculous gifts by means of the most ordinary, natural, and chance experiences in which there appears to be nothing unusual. The simplest sermon, he said, the most banal conversations, the least erudite books become a source of knowledge and wisdom to these souls by virtue of God's purpose. This is why they carefully pick up the crumbs which clever minds tread underfoot, for to them everything is precious and a source of enrichment. It sounds strangely familiar to a guy named Brother Lawrence, who years before de Caussade said something like this. He said, it is enough for me to pick up but a straw from the ground for the love of God. So here's several things to help us live in the present moment. Simple things, really simple. Number one, simply look down. There's a passage in the Bible, Proverbs 4, I'll work back, but Proverbs 4:26 says, ponder the path of your feet. Let your ways be established. Just think about that. If we'll just ponder the path of our feet through the day on a constant basis, look down, be where your feet are. Think about where you're going, what you're doing. Look down and then look around. Know where you are. And that passage says, back another verse, Proverbs 4:25, let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. In other words, observe what's around you. Look at nature. Look at that person. Hear their voice. Be an observer of life. Take in the details. Look at it. It's all around you. And then that leads me to the last thing. Take it in. Breathe in slowly each moment. The first verse in that little paragraph from Proverbs 4, verse 23 says, above all, guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life. Be careful what you bring into your life, what you put your life into. Take the day, moment by moment. Look down, look around, take it all in. One day I was going to pick up my friend, Glenn Sandusky, and we're going to go, this has been several years ago, get some plants to put in our garden. And we've done this for several years, make a kind of a half a day trip out of it, you know. And I said, I picked him up, and I had all these plans ready. And I said, you think we should eat now or eat later, go down there, you know, trying to plan out the day. And Glenn, the wise farmer, looked at me and he said, Pastor, let's just let the day come to us. I like that. Just let the day come to you. What are you saying there is live one moment at a time. So live one day at a time. Enjoy one moment at a time. Look down, look around, take it in. And then come back here next week. In the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.